Hello and welcome to another episode of Juice Box Music Podcast, where we talk all things music, all things new music, album reviews, interview artists, talk about great shows that you might want to check out. I am Hunter McClamrock. My co-host on the other line, Nicholas Moreau. What's up, Nick?
What's up, man? No little joke here? No,
you know, I thought that I would give the listeners an idea of what we do on this podcast today instead of indulging in your creative namesake every week. I'm going to give it a rest this time.
I'm very displeased because, you know, France won the World Cup and I don't get like a little, you know, two-time world champion, like something like that.
Oh, God. You know, you asked me why I was rooting for Croatia. Because I figured you're going to bring this up on every episode of the podcast. For at least 2 years.
Oh, four and a half. Well, I have a feeling if this keeps going, the podcast will not survive 2 years.
So if you want to keep poisoning our listenership with your, you know, French exceptionalism, then go ahead and do that. But, you know, I'm here to give the people what they want. We're talking music on this podcast. But, you know, football season is over.
No, it's just starting. I mean, the Premier League is in like 2 weeks.
Okay, fine. And we're not going to get into any kind of Portland, LA, MLS battle because if once the MLS comes up on this show, then it's really over. So putting that to bed right now. Congratulations, Nick. Maybe this will be satisfactory to you and you can move on to other ventures.
Okay. Thank you, Hunter.
Happy summer. We're in the middle of the summer. You know, we were talking a little bit about our favorite songs of the summer, and I think we both agreed that Cardi B came off with the song of the summer for most of the country, as far as we can tell, right?
Yeah, I would agree. I think by far, yeah. Seems to be the collective consensus. Good song.
Great song. I like it. I like it. I'm waiting for Drake to kind of come in and swing and get that spot somehow, but I don't think he's going to. I think it's a kind of an easy summer where we can all decide on one song and then move on.
Does that mean it was a good summer for summer music? Or is just that song just so good that nothing can touch it?
That's a good one. I think it has a lot of universal appeal, so not a lot of people have much to argue with. I haven't seen a whole lot of like think pieces this year about Song of the Summer. Most people have pinpointed that particular song, and it kind of has, you know, it can take over the whole globe with that, the Latin sound that it has too. So I don't see anything challenging it.
Yeah, no, would agree.
Do you like to listen to any particular kinds of music in the summer? Are you a seasonal music person? I sometimes lose track of this, given that I live in a place that doesn't really have seasons.
Yeah, it's funny. I think I go towards like a little more happy sounding music. Rather in the winter, I'm a little more, you know, abrasive, I think.
You know, like, why do we do this to ourselves? Why in the winter time do we just pile it on?
It feels like contradictory. I was thinking about it yesterday. I received my Vinyl Me Please thing a couple weeks ago, I think, and it was the Silvertones record, and I think I told you I meant to switch it out, and I accidentally forgot. So I received the Silvertones record, and I put it on yesterday, and I have to say,
put it on, and you were like, "Give me some reggae,"
and I don't care for reggae at all. Like, I think there's a few good reggae songs that I like, but I really don't care. But I put it on, and immediately I grabbed a Pacifico, I went outside, and I just sat there, and I felt like I was on vacation. You know, and that's, I was like, this is, I want vacation music.
You're coming around. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I don't know. But I did feel like I felt very calm, very calm. Like it wasn't a Sunday and I didn't have to go to work the next day. And then this morning, reality bit this morning.
Kuna Matata.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But no, you know, I think the Gorillaz album has been a great summer album. I think this Let's Eat Grandma has been a really good summer album for me.
Oh yeah, that's a jam.
Yeah, so this is kind of, and of course this Flasher album has been really good this summer.
Yeah, come to think of it, Hot Pink is like a jam this summer for me.
That's so funny. I was gonna say that might be my song of the summer.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
And really memorable song. And I think that album is, it's a grower too. It's
Yeah,
one of those
they're.
albums like the first time you listen to it, it sounds really good, but as you keep listening to it, you're like, man, this is really good.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about this Let's Eat Grandma record at the end of the Gorillaz show, and it had come out the same week, and it's definitely the one of those two records that I've been listening to the most for sure.
Have you been listening to any record a lot lately?
Well, yeah, I mean, we got the internet coming here, but I have been curating an incredible REM playlist. So I've been listening to a lot of REM lately, which is up there in the running for favorite band of all time for me. And if you look, I want to make like a big playlist that basically just had all the good REM songs. So I put all the REM songs in the playlist and then got rid of like 10 songs. And it is an incredible REM playlist. No, I mean, maybe from the records in the 2000s and the more recent ones, I took off, quite a bit of the songs on them. But from the earlier, like from all of the 80s up until 1996 or so, it's pretty incredible.
Are you thinking about the order of the songs as you're making this?
No, this is just a complete like shuffle, like something put on shuffle and listen to the entire breadth of REM without there ever being a dud song.
Wow. All
Which
right, well,
it's crazy
can we
how good
publish
they
it?
were.
Can we publish it? I'd like to listen to
Yeah, so basically you put all the REM songs into a playlist.
it. And then you delete these 10.
And then you get rid of these 10, and then you're good to go for like hours and hours and hours.
Right, well, I've got a long flight ahead of me. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah. I mean, what do you think? Where do you give much credit to like later period REM? Do you think about this a lot, Nick?
I think about it in the sense that I kind
I've
of
never
feel
really
like
talked to you about REM.
I know I'm not as versed in REM as you are, I have to say. I think about REM, I feel like the later period almost didn't happen. For me, REM like freezes in time in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
And I know it happened, but it's like I never really paid attention to it.
You were just one of those fans like dropping like flies around that
Probably.
time.
Yeah, I mean, not dropping like flies, it's just the stuff before is so good.
It was not the same. It was a different experience without Bill Berry. Like he was the drummer, but also wrote a lot of great material. They co-wrote, everything they got equal credit for that they ever did. So very cool band, like with a lot of different individual talents, kind of like the band that we're going to talk about today, The Internet. And that's something I wanted to talk to you a little bit about as we think about this record today and talk about what's going on in all of music right now is like the idea of a band with different band members that it doesn't feel like it's just, one person's vision and other members of the band. And how little like bands I feel like have identities, like all their members have unique individual identities right now. Like think about I was thinking about like the Killers, right? Everybody knows Brandon Flowers. He's the singer. They have been touring their new album for almost a year now without two of the members of the band.
Well, I didn't even know they were touring.
Oh yeah, they've been touring. They've been playing huge festivals. They're touring in the States. They're touring
I guess you're right.
everywhere.
Yeah, you're right. We've talked about this.
And two members of the band aren't even there. They're just at home in Vegas. They just sat this one out, and nobody cares, right?
That's
But
true.
like, the internet has all these distinct members. They do a lot of solo work outside of the group, and I think they're probably the coolest band in the United States right now in terms of like knowing all the members are. Like back in the day, you didn't just have Axl, you had Slash. You know what I'm saying? You had Duff on bass. Everybody knew Duff till his liver exploded later on. You got, you had Izzy, who was like the coolest one. He was so cool that he had to like leave eventually. He just looked like Keith Richards with like big hats on. What do you think? I mean, what other bands can you think of currently that have an interesting lineup where you know multiple members of the band?
Well, it's funny. I was going to bring up that I had a thought around Odd Future, actually, which is interesting about Odd Future being this group that has spun out these kind of amazing talents that are doing their own thing or own subgroups that are doing, you know, amazing work. You know, we're talking about the internet. We're talking about Frank Ocean, Earl Sweatshirt, Tyler, the Creator. But at the beginning, it's Odd Future.
Right, which is arguable. It's debatable whether you call that a band or like a collective.
Yeah, a collective. I guess you're right. But they did put out a couple mixtapes that were, you know, at the time really influential for, if you were 16 back, you know, in the mid-late 2000s, those were pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Going back to your, I think Radiohead, you know every band member, but that's also, that's a band that if they toured without one of them, I think that would be disappointing.
Well, let's rank the members of Radiohead, okay? So we have Tom York. You're probably not going to do it without him, right? Tommy York, you need him there.
Yeah.
Without him, the tickets are just not going to fly off the internet as fast as normal, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Johnny Greenwood.
Yeah, you need him there too.
You got to have him.
I mean, otherwise you got to find a guy that looks at his shoes the whole show and plays 11 instruments.
So. Yeah, it makes a lot of squeaks and squibbles. And I mean, without that, there's no Radiohead, right? Yeah.
By the way, aside, I watched You Were Never Really Here this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And Johnny Greenwood did the soundtrack. And I talked about that earlier in the year, about that soundtrack. And I completely forgot he wrote the soundtrack for that movie when I watched the movie. And I was like, I know these songs. What is this? And then I was like, oh, shit, it's Johnny Greenwood. And just aside, the movie is, I thought, was excellent.
It's a movie that is literally about Pizzagate.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No, it's a really good movie. Johnny Greenwood, between that and Phantom Thread this year.
Yeah, I know.
He's on a roll. So you gotta include him.
Okay.
Then I'm thinking, it's gotta be Colin next. I mean, you can't have the brothers separate.
Okay.
Right?
No, you're right. But I was going to say, if you're going to leave one out, it's probably Colin.
No, I mean, I thought about this. He's got to be third because Johnny's not coming without Colin.
So you're saying Ed or Phil?
Then what are you going to do? Okay. So, you have Ed. Maybe the coolest member of Radiohead. Definitely the most stoned member of Radiohead. And then you have and the third guitar player. But not like the lead guitar player. And then you have Phil, the drummer. You kind of got to have a drummer, man.
Oh, Phil, yeah. Phil's essential.
And so Ed, I guess it's going to be Ed. And he's last.
So you would go see Radiohead without Ed.
I mean,
I would agree. He's definitely the most stoned. And if you ever saw them on the Kings of Limbs tour, it doesn't have much to do during those songs, I have to say.
Well, I'm just saying if one member was not going to be on the next tour, which would affect the band the least? And, you know, this could be happening. Ed has been working on a solo album now for like 5 years. So maybe it'll come out this year and he'll be ready to make that leap.
It's supposed to be expected late 2018, early 2019.
Whew. I have to say, Nick, I'm interested.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to know how much weed he's smoking.
I think the record taking, he's been working on it for at least 5 years. So I think that tells you everything you need to know. Man's got plenty of free time.
Yeah. Good. Good for him.
Good for Ed. All right. Well, that's our ranking of Radiohead members. I'm definitely not ready to make a ranking of Odd Future members at this point. It seems like it's still enveloping, you know. I think
could you put it number one?
It's got to be in Frank. Terms of music, it's Frank. Yeah. Frank Ocean. In terms of leadership, it's got to be Tyler, the Creator. I mean, that's obvious though.
Yeah.
So yeah, they have spun out. And I did I talk tell you this story on the podcast before, but I was in, you know, New Orleans when Frank Ocean played his really like his first ever show. Like right, Nostalgia Ultra had just come out, and it was on my radar. And no, I was at the House of Blues. I think it was like $10, and I was excited. I was like, I knew Frank Ocean lived in LA, and he was like a new artist, so I was like, you know, he'll be playing probably every other month. This is not like a must go see this guy right now. I didn't know that much about him, and I was like, I want to go see this jazz at a venue cross town. So made the choice not to see Frank Ocean's first show. Was at the venue, like, you know, looking at the little piece of paper that said Frank Ocean on it, 10 o'clock tonight. And, you know, just hard decided pass. Against it. Hard pass.
Okay. I'm sure you don't regret that choice today.
I'm having trouble talking right now, Nick. I think we could just move on to the next subject.
This episode is already off to a great start.
I'm loving this, you know, we're just two guys chatting about all sorts of musical things.
Okay. At some point, we'll talk about this album from the internet.
Well, I'm just trying to build it up, you know, I want to talk about the band, the internet, and kind of set them up a little bit because they're super fascinating to me. So you have probably the most famous member of the internet and one of the most visible members of Odd Future kind of early in the day. You got you have Sid the Kid, right? Well, now she just goes by Sid. Put out a really good solo album last year. Kind of the front woman for the group. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, she's not a kid anymore. She's 26.
She's not a kid anymore.
If you think about it, the time when those first mixtapes came out and that first The Internet album came out, she was like 19 or 20.
And it was like mostly, The Internet was really came from a partnership with her and Matt Martians, who is the keyboard player and kind of producer and behind the group, and they released a couple albums, and it wasn't until, you know, their last one, really, Ego Death, that they brought on Steve Lacy, who's like a teenage guitar player who put out an incredible EP himself last year that he recorded entirely on his iPhone.
Yeah, you really liked that EP, and I listened to it. It was really good.
Yeah, I really like it. So I like, and then after seeing The Internet at in Barcelona this year, Primavera, I just got this feeling that they were all amazingly talented people capable of like putting out solo projects that were really high quality, each and every one of them. And they come together in this group and there's no like ego really. It's nobody's show. It's kind of this equal opportunity band in a way that I haven't seen in a long time. You know, and they got Patrick Page the second, Christopher Smith, that's the rhythm section. Patrick Page has put out solo work himself. So, you know, Sid and Matt Martians, I think, met in high school right close to where I used to live. There's a public high school, Alexander Hamilton, that is known for their music program. And actually a lot of members of Odd Future went through that school. And, you know, I think have a very sophisticated understanding of music from, you know, a really like high quality education that it's amazing how many alumni from there are becoming stars now.
I didn't know that. That's interesting.
So this is the new record, Hive Mind, right?
Yeah.
Was this your, had you listened to The Internet's previous work before?
I listened to Ego Death, but I hadn't listened to Feel Good or was it Purple Naked Ladies? But I really liked Ego Death, and for some reason I didn't go back. But that was kind of my only exposure, except for the EP from Steve Lacy and some of the Odd Future work. I think this one's I like this one better than Ego Death even, and I really liked Ego Death. It's interesting that this one has very little features. You know, Ego Death had like that Janelle Monáe feature, the Kate Renata feature. This one's kind of really all about the collective, I think.
Yeah. I mean, it feels like it was recorded kind of live, and the instrumentation is really, really warm. And, you know, you're listening to a band as opposed to like Sid's solo album, which was like a really nice kind of like almost like 90s dark R&B. This is brighter and it's really like fun to listen to. Do you find like there's a lot of distinct standout songs on this record?
You know, I did put down a few songs, but I had to really sit down and think about it, like really listen to it and think about, is this a standout song? I think it really is a body of work that is just, you know, just fits as one to me. But I also, you know, we were talking earlier about albums of this summer. I think to me, this, you give me another month with this, and this is what I'll be listening to in the sun mm-hmm. with a Pacifico, you know?
Right on time. It could have, I mean, there was so much coming out in June, but I'm glad to have this now.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a couple of songs I think stand out to me. I think Come Together, the opening song, is amazing. Like, as soon as I put it on, you know, this is my first reaction to Hive Mind is this song. And I was like, whoa, this is great. I think the first four songs are great, but La Di Da, I thought, was also, you know, stand out to me. And then towards the end of the album, Next Time, Humble Pie.
Yeah.
I like that song a lot. Tracks. Yeah. And then It Gets Better with Time, mm-hmm. Which is the follow-up. And I love that the song, like, almost, they don't feel like traditional songs. Like, it just feels like almost each of these songs are, like, two songs.
Mm-hmm. I think of them, a few of them are shared, like, tracks that have two different distinct songs as part of one piece.
Yeah, and the first time I listened to it, I looked at, you know, I was like, oh, what's the name of this track now? And I was like, oh, it's the same song, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know, this album, it's really hard to find a standout to me. It's all like the quality of each song is just great. And I think it's due to Sid's singing, like, feels, I don't know, super sensual and kind of just laid back and just really, really amazing vibes for this time of year for me.
Yeah, she is a really special singer. And, you know, this record is so different from her solo album last year, mm-hmm. too, that I just love the dynamic and how she can kind of go between, you know, some of these kind of bouncier, funkier neo soul songs and her more like contemporary sound on in her solo. But I really love Burbank Funk, too, like mm-hmm. the bass line that drives that song.
That's the second song, right?
Yeah, that's the second song. I can't tell if I like it more than Ego Death at this point, because that album was so had a really defined sound for me. Like, and I guess the highs on that album I like a little bit more than the ones on Hive Mind so far, but give me some more time with it. Who knows if that'll change.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Steve Lacy's guitar too is really good on this album. I really like I said, that EP you told me to listen to, and I just love that style of guitar. It fits so well with the internet's vibe right now and that music. And it's interesting because it's a style that's, you know, you wouldn't really notice it, but it's, if you really pay attention to it, it's just, you know, really perfect for this.
Yeah. He's got a great tone, bro.
Yeah, exactly. Great tone, bro. I have to say also, you know, the second time I listened to this album, let me stage the scene. It was lunchtime on Saturday. I was getting ready to cook some lunch for my family. Decided to put the internet on. And Come Together came on, and I said, what is the best food that Come Together inspires? And you know what it is?
Oh, finally, you're letting the music inspire the cooking, Nick. This is incredible.
It is. The music inspired the cooking. It was tacos. Wow. Because tacos is the best coming together of several little ingredients and just chopping and sizzling. Oof.
Each ingredient has its own integrity in a taco too. You know, it's not like they come together, but they don't all, their personalities don't all blur.
I know.
You know, you have the tia, you know, maybe the anchor of the group.
Definitely the anchor, that maybe the boat.
But what holds everybody, the whole thing together, if it wasn't for the tortilla, it just wouldn't exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, the smells in the kitchen, the heat, because we don't have AC, the 100-degree weather, and this music with a beer.
Let's talk about the filling. Whether it's soy riso or vegetables, you know, this is the star attraction. This is who people really come here to see.
Yeah, I was chopping some garden tomatoes from a garden, you know, perfectly ripe and sweet. Some onions as well.
Garden tomatoes are like, you know, you could have just the regular tomatoes. You could have just have an average bass player in the group. Mm-hmm. You have these ripe, fresh, perfect tomatoes. And that's just like, you know, you have a superstar in there on bass as well.
Exactly. And then, you know, you weren't far with sorizo. We used alternative meat because the vegetarian in my wife. And it tasted really good with a mild taco seasoning because my daughter is eating it as well. But it made for a perfect combination that we then topped off with our own kind of hot sauce. We like to use Frontera's. Frontera's from the famed chef. Shout out to, I think, is it Skip Bayless's brother?
Rick Bayless?
Rick Bayless. I always wonder if it's Skip Bayless's brother. But shout out to Rick Bayless for making this.
The famed Mexican chef, Rick Bayless.
Exactly. Shout out to his smoked chipotle salsa. Very good.
Oh.
And we also had some Cholula on the table, of course. No hot sauce. So now that we've lost all our listeners.
I like what you're saying here, though. You know, this taco is the collection of ingredients. Yeah. Much like the internet, and I think that's why you were inspired.
I have to say, though, what I was trying to say is I think this is so far the best cooking album of the year.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Ahead of Krungbin now.
Yeah. Try it.
Okay.
Make your Spanish tortilla, your esteemed Spanish tortilla.
I want to go to the grocery store, fully stock my kitchen, you know, just get basically one of everything so that I can just go home, put the record on Sonos in the kitchen. And
shout out to Sonos if you want to sponsor the show.
Hit us up, juiceboxmusicpod@gmail.com. And put it on
counterculture. Counterculture, if you're listening, do the same.
There you go. Counterculture. I'm drinking some right now. Maybe. I don't want to put a blindfold on, but I don't want my vision to inspire anything. I just want to hear the tones as the music comes out of the speaker and have my hands gravitate towards the ingredients I'm going to need to make something delicious.
That is a great point. You know, I was inspired to make tacos when I listened to it, but really thinking about it, like closing your eyes, my kitchen is there. It's an open canvas. I can do anything. If I want to cook some shrimp, I could cook some shrimp.
You can do anything.
You can do anything.
You can fry. You can bake. You can sous vide. You can use an Instant Pot.
Let the internet guide you towards your next culinary experience.
So you're saying instead of logging on to the internet to look up a recipe, just put the internet... Look into the hive mind of the internet.
Exactly.
And have it point you. You know, if you don't know anything about cooking, I think this would be a great way to start. You know, if you've never cooked anything before in your life, I think just put on this record and do whatever your hands tell you to do and see what happens. And if you do this, please take pictures of it and send it to us in the podcast.
I am getting very hungry right now.
Well, you know, what I'm thinking about now, Nick, is this may work not only with cooking.
What else?
Anything. Make decisions you have to make, furniture you may need to build, you know what I mean? Anything where you have uncertainty, you look into the hive mind of the internet.
Any creative endeavor, are you saying?
Any creative, yeah. Well, except from probably making music. But I mean, you can do that too. Maybe you'll just start playing these songs. Who knows?
That's true. No, I like it. If you're painting, that'd be a good one.
Yeah. Just, have all the colors you need, go to the shop, buy everything, and lay it all out, and just, you don't know where you're to go on your vacation, put this record on. You'll be doing Google searches for, you'll search the internet for Turks and Caicos. That's a place, right?
Yeah, no, just do no, you'll do the Last King of Scotland thing where you just spin the globe and end up in Uganda.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I think what we're saying is we like this album a lot.
Yeah, we like it. It's, and it's, you know, it, it's a, it's so summer. It's so fun. It's so funky. You should probably just be listening to that instead of us right now. So go put it on.
Yeah, I think everybody's listening to something else at this point. But if you're the lone survivor on this island, this juice box island, and you're listening to this review, try it out. Let us know how you feel. I think I'm gonna go and think about what I'm gonna eat next and see if Come Together can inspire another culinary experience that I have yet to try.
And I'm gonna put it on and randomly write emails to people and see what just what comes out, you know? I'm feeling lucky today, Nick.
Yeah, maybe you can leave a few Airbnb reviews.
Yeah, that's my fault.
I'm sure. Okay.
Right, well, we'll be back soon. A lot going on here in Juice Box Land. Give us some ratings, some 5-star ratings.
Not after this episode.
Tell us this episode. I know we just dropped a classic on you guys. It'll take a minute for you to understand, but yeah. It's all right. It's a grower.
Yeah, much like a lot of the albums this year.
Right. Bye, juice
All
heads.
right, see you then.